Howdy ho! Welcome to a Tuesday morning. Tony Curry, Tone the Bone. You can call me whatever you want. TKR here on the radio station. We have a full host of great shows today, of course, to talk about every single morning. 13 different shows. We've got one event coming up again on Friday, getting ready for college football season, which starts on Thursday. Actually, started last weekend, week zero. This is week one. Auburn, Mercer, Alabama, Utah State. And, of course, the UAB Blazers taking on Alabama A&M on Thursday night. I'm going to be at all of them. I'm going to go everywhere. And maybe the Doobie Brothers on Friday night. I hope you have a fantastic morning. Today would have been Ted Williams' 104th birthday. Not really relevant now, but really relevant from a story that I remember. I was going through some old stuff. I was fixing to make a move, and I found an old Ted Williams autographed baseball. And I couldn't remember where I got it from, and I called a friend of mine. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember where you got that from. And it's a great story because after 9/11, I was on Classic Rock 99.5, Benny Selman, good morning to you. And, we did this thing out in the parking lot, the Galleria. I think it was in front of JCPenney or something like that at the time with the old Parisian. And we were taking donations and, we were taking everything from diapers to water to money to whatever it was. And we were going to send it up to, of course, the NYPD and the fire department up there at 9/11, the 9/11 organization that was raising. And everyone was doing it. It was super cool. And I think we raised like over $300,000 worth of stuff. That's what radio stations used to do. We're community-based. We're here to help you. And we're doing that here at Tony Curry Radio, which I'm super excited about. We're part of Hero Runs. We do all kinds of stuff where we give back to the community because that's what we're here for, that period. We're here to inform, and we're here to give back to the community. And so it was super cool. So we were out in the parking lot for like 4 or 5 days in a row. I think we went Monday through Friday. And we were out there from like 7 o'clock in the morning. People were dropping by stuff on the way into work. They were dropping stuff off after work. It was just fantastic. Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you, my brother. And so a guy pulls up in the drive. Some people were giving us 50 cents. Some people were dropping off like truckloads of stuff. And then we had 18-wheelers, and then we were taking them up to New York. And this guy pulls up. And he was a frugal guy, frail man, probably in his 80s, said, Tone the Bone, he goes, I appreciate what you guys are doing. I think it's really cool. I have to live within my means. I'm on Social Security. Don't have a lot of money. I have no family, blah, 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 blah. But I found this thing that I thought maybe you could get some money out of, something like that. And he handed me over this Ted Williams autographed baseball. And I said, wow, and I hadn't seen a Ted Williams autographed baseball before. I knew they existed. And I said, man, he goes, this is the only thing I've got that I think is worth anything of value in my life, and I want to give it to you guys, and you take it, and you figure out what you want to do with it and try to make the most out of it. So that afternoon, we got together, and I got a group of people together, and I said, anybody else on the microphone? I said, anybody interested in baseball memorabilia or collectibles? And so we end up having somewhat of a live auction right there in the parking lot. And we end up getting $300 for that baseball. And that was me. Someone offered like $100.50, $200, whatever. So I still have that baseball. And I actually wrote 9/11 on the bottom of the baseball. I think it's super cool. So happy belated birthday to Ted Williams. We raised $300 from this man who took the most collectible thing he had in his life and gave it for others. How cool is that? Isn't that great? Something's going on, man. On TV, it's, you know, about 20 years ago when I was on the radio station, we were on Classic Rock, we did all kinds of really crazy shit. We did some crazy stuff. We weren't allowed to run condom ads. We couldn't run commercials about condoms. And now, it's like anything goes. I see Peroni's commercials, they're showing penises, there's curvature of the thing. I'm like, it's anything goes, right? For the money, TV stations were on anything. I see this commercial yesterday for, is it Loom or Lumi? L-U-M-E. So evidently some gal who's a gynecologist has created this deodorant company called Lume, and it's the Lume Cannabis Organization. It's out of Michigan, somewhere up in Ann Arbor, I think it is. Anyway, she's doing this whole commercial about her butt cheeks. And if it was a guy doing the commercial, there's no way they'd run it. Because guys can't talk about putting deodorant down there on anything. You can't do it. Well, because she's a gynecologist, she's certified, and because she really had a nice personality, nice character, and she was kind of short, she was talking about how you wipe this Lumi stuff, Teresa Ponder, good morning, on your butt cheeks to keep you fresh throughout the day. And it's a 30-second commercial. And I had to stop it, rewind it, and go back. And did I just hear what I thought I heard? So she says, based on science, that after you take a shower in the morning, like midday, the stink-o-meter, or how much you stink down there, is somewhere between a 5 and a 6 out of 10. And then people that use this Lumi, which she just take it and she wipe it down to the crack of your butt, it was a 0. So what she was saying is using this deodorant is better than taking a shower. And the first thing I thought was, is this a problem? Do we stink so bad down the crack of our butt that do we have to put deodorant in the crack of our butt? Do we have a problem? Seriously, if you're walking around all day and you go have Mexican for lunch and you have to go to the bathroom 3 or 4 different times, we have toilet paper, we wipe. First of all, are people complaining that they can actually smell other people's butts during the day? Is this an issue? Richard Evans, good morning. I was like, because I'm a pretty clean guy, and I got after it last night. I had a big dinner, man. It felt great after dinner, man. I hit the can for like a half hour. It's great. But even then, I could have gone on a date, could have gone to a concert, could have gone to church. I don't think anybody's going, did you smell that? So we have to put deodorant on the crack of our butt. I had a date a couple months ago, and it's my first date I had in like 20 years because I was recently divorced. And I wanted everything to be perfect, so I manscaped, right? So, you know, I got a pretty big nose here. I got a monster nose. And so I was cutting out the short hairs to make sure nothing was hanging out of my nose, right? I brushed my teeth, obviously, very, very good. Made sure I put the hair. I got a haircut the whole 9 yards. And I thought, well, maybe, just maybe, tone the bone, get lucky tonight. You never know. So I got out one of my beard trimmers and started manscaping a little bit down there. And I got too close. I was going all the way. I was shaving areas. It was like cutting an acre of grass that hadn't been cut ever, right? Because I don't go back there. You leave that alone. You don't shave that part, but you shave the front part. Yeah, listen, if you want the trees to look bigger, you shave the bushes around it. I'm just saying. So I'm sitting there and I'm taking care of business, and I got a little too close, and it, like in the middle of my date, I'm sitting there and I'm starting to twitch a little bit because I'm uncomfortable because I cut those hairs too short because they ain't meant to be cut, right? And so I'm sitting there kind of twitching around, and she's kind of looking at me going, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm good. So I had to get up like 3 or 4 different times because it itched because I cut it too short. I think I got a razor burn on my left butt cheek. And I'm like, sometimes we are so insecure about what we smell like, what we look. That's why Axe is like the best deodorant in the world for everybody, because everyone thinks if you put Axe on, you're going to get laid. And it ain't true. But guys are so dumb. And I thought women were beyond this, because I think this is a woman's deodorant. I don't think guys are putting deodorant on the crack of their asses. I mean, if you got to put deodorant on the crack of your ass before you go out on a date, you got issues. You don't need to be dating anybody. You just need to stay home. Just sink yourself in the bathtub about 3 or 4 hours and see how you feel. I just cannot believe that we actually have to have a deodorant for that part of our body. Michelle Wallman Moore and Hank Stickley, sorry, I don't have my glasses on. Do we really need to have deodorant for the crack of our ass? What is wrong with us? Seriously, I cannot think, even on my wedding day, I could be going out with the best looking woman in the world. I've outshot my coverage, which I've done many times. I would not be putting deodorant on the crack of my ass. First of all, I'm not used to it, so I don't know how it's going to feel. What if I have some type of reaction to it? But am I so insecure that I have to put deodorant down there? Now, I put a little baby powder down there because I like it dry, and I don't like stickiness down that area. And I will, you know, do a little manscaping because it does help. John Morrison. But why in the hell do we need deodorant for the crack of our ass? And the fact that she told us science says that we're a 5 or a 6 stink-wise and a 0. Who the hell's down there sniffing people's asses during the middle of the day in some social group to find out if this stuff works? No, thank you. I'm good. I'll take a shower. And then you got people that don't shower for like a week, and they say it's the new thing to go. A lot of people don't even shower anymore. I think it was a COVID thing. People are sitting at home all day. I haven't done anything. If I'm not sweating, there ain't no reason to take a shower. Now, I'll take 2 showers a day. I like to be clean, particularly at nighttime, because I love the way the sheets feel when I'm really clean and the sheets feel good. Oh, I love that. If I'm sticky, I can't sleep real good. I get that. But yeah, people that don't shower for 3 or 4 days seem to be doing pretty good. And now we got people that shower, and 3 days later, three hours later, they had to put stuff on the crack of their body. I get it. All right. Want to mention some of our great sponsors, Chris Dorse, the State Farm team, my radio partner, Dr. Josh Claypo, who will join me, Scotty Trucks, good morning to you, who will join me coming up on Thursday morning. Left his Corvette over here because he's doing some remodeling, and I had the kids over here last night, and I thought to myself, here's the question, is if you have a good friend of yours, really good friend of yours, that leaves his $100,000 Corvette in your garage, should you be allowed to drive it without asking? Well, I knew he'd be okay with it, but I felt like, you know, it's easier to ask for forgiveness. And so I was in the front seat of the car, and the kids were like, this is going to be awesome. And of course, you can only get one kid at a time. I thought, I better ask if it's okay if I drive the Corvette. And he was totally cool with it. It was great. But it really made me realize how badly I need a new vehicle. I'm driving a 2013 Honda Odyssey. The door handles are pulled off. You have to climb in through the window like NASCAR. It's awesome. I love it, but the kids hate it. But it still runs. Got 150,000 miles on it. But after getting in my partner's Corvette, I was like, damn, I need to upgrade to something. I could upgrade and get in a minivan now. That's how bad my driving situation is. Go to CusaValleyAutoSale.com. CusaValleyAutoSale.com. Check them out. They're fantastic. Brad, David, Shane, Dakota, Jeremiah, Al, and all those wonderful people. They're going to get you in a used car. They call them Easter eggs. About three or four or five or six show up on their lot every single morning. If you go to CusaValleyAutoSale.com, check out the pictures. Sometimes the pictures aren't up because the vehicle's already gone. I was up there a couple weeks ago, and a car was literally on the lot for an hour before it was sold again. I mean, they got great vehicles. They do wonderful work, and I love Al and love having them on Tony Curry Radio. And after you do that with CusaValleyAutoSale.com, 256-267-0296, 256-267-0296, call my good friend Chris Dorse at Chris Dorse State Farm Team, long recognized a top 10 agent out of 18,500 here in the great state of Alabama and throughout the country. He's the best. He's been in the insurance business for everything. You get what you pay for. State Farm's got commercials running all over the place. But when you got like the crown jewel of agents right here in Birmingham, he's been doing it for 40 years, you know you're not going to get screwed. You're going to get what you deserve. Sometimes, you know, when you get in an accident and they're like, it's like, you know, who do you use for your insurance company? Oh, I use the Lume insurance company. You're like, who the hell's that? You got State Farm, man. You get automatic cred. Even the police officers are like, oh, State Farm, he's good. He's covered. We ain't going to have an issue here. State Farm, check him out. Chris Dorse, State Farm Team, 985-7799, 985-7799. All right, tomorrow's a Wednesday. Southern Precision Staffing brings you Live Wire Wednesday for all your staffing needs, construction, otherwise, 205-682-2828. We'll do that tomorrow night. And then, of course, on Thursday, it's Dr. Josh and myself doing the Curry and Claypo Show. And, of course, we'll be on Fox 6 at 9:35 on Thursday as well. I hope you have a fantastic day. Rainy conditions down here, storms this afternoon. Be careful. College football week. We'll check in again through the TKR app. Get the TKR app. It's free. Download it. You don't like it, get rid of it. But I promise you're going to love it. You're going to be addicted to it. It's killer. Great classic rock and roll. Great shows here on Tony Curry Radio. I love it.